It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Said it burned 184 acres, and it was started by a company that was laying underground cable, and they were cutting up rebar.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Just a spark from that.
Yes.
Wow. By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I just feared the sparks. And you ever worked like a what do you call it?
Hot dog slicer?
It's a hot dog slicer, but it goes by a different name.
Hot dog?
I'm having the worst time with my memory lately.
Uh-oh.
It's the rotating thing that you have in your shop.
Circular saw?
No, it's the rotary tool. You use it as sharpening stones.
No.
You can use
it
as a polishing wheel. You can do
the wheel of fortune.
You'd buy at a Sears. It's I can't believe I can't remember this.
Roulette wheel.
Grinder. The grinder. Thank you.
Okay, grinder.
Yes, I remember.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the little tip.
Bench grinder is what I'm looking
bench
for there.
Grinder.
Bench
okay.
grinder. Right. Not we hot dog it. Slicer, not things you'd find on a beach.
All right, the e-break is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the hard line. He's back once again. It's Corby. End of the show. And I think he had tired head as he tried to thank everyone who'd been a part of it. They had a short conversation last Friday with Tyler Smith as Davey asked him some questions, and Corby couldn't think of his name. I don't think Tyler's ever been called this.
Thanks to our special guest today.
Calvin
Watkins and...
The Overqueefer?
Tyler Queet.
Tyler Smith.
Tyler Smith. You screwed me up.
I mean,
Tyler Queen. And thank you guys for tuning in.
And thanks to the Spencer McKenzie song.
Yes. Oh, Ham, thank you so much for the Spencer McKenzie song. That was so great. And thanks to all you guys for tuning in. Boy,
voice.
I'm falling apart here late. This is it.
Scoop.
Thanks to all you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, I don't think Tyler's ever been called that before. What a mess that was for Corby to end the show. But he is candidate number one. Y'all aren't going to believe who's back for candidate number two.
Don't tell me.
Norm? Not Norm, no.
Johnny Ebrake?
Johnny Ebrake, who works once a week on the T-Box. Craig Rosengarten back once again. Okay, so they're talking about golf clubs, and in particular he wants to get a new shaft for his driver, and he's trying to talk about shafts and heads. That would be shafts, golf shafts, and then the thing that he's missing here, you call it a club head, you don't just call it a head. And this happened.
I'm really hitting that shaft well. Do you mind if I keep it for a week while I go find another one of those, because I'm hitting it so well? So I call my buddy over at Selinger Golf, who we do business with. Art and I have been friends for years, but Steve Stowe.
Yeah.
I said, hey, my shaft split in half. Can you go to Callaway and get me a new shaft? He goes, yeah. I said, good. Here's the shaft I want, and it's a ridiculous amount of money, but I'm killing it right now. He goes, all right, let me work on it. So this
when you say ridiculous, what are we talking?
$350.
Okay, I mean that's not absurd.
How much is head? How much is head?
Oh.
How much is a
God.
How much is a head? How much is a head? Just Connor, go. How much is a head? How much is the head?
He just keeps repeating it. It's just the craziest thing.
He's just caught in a loop.
But the way he phrased it the very first time was shocking.
Yeah, how much is heard?
The whole conversation sounds a little bit vulgar anyway.
Yeah.
I split my shaft right down about a double.
All right. Stop it. One more time.
I'm really hitting that shaft well. Do you mind if I keep it for a week?
It's hitting that
while
shaft.
I go find another one of those because I'm hitting it so well. So I call my buddy over at Selinger Golf, who we do business with. Art and I have been friends for years, but Steve Stowe.
Yeah.
I said, hey, my shaft's split in half. Can you go to Callaway and get me a new shaft? He goes, yeah. I said, good. Here's the shaft I want, and it's a ridiculous amount of money, but I'm killing it right now. He goes, all right, let me work on it. So this
when you say ridiculous, what are we talking?
$350
Okay, I mean that's not absurd.
How much is head? How much is head? Oh. How much is that? How much is a head? How much is a head? Just Connor, go. How much is a head? How much is the head?
Okay. Well, I mean,
did somewhere in there Eli say "kill me"? I think he did.
Man, his laugh's funny. The Kern laugh in the background is really funny. Craig's always funny.
Man, that show delivers every week.
It's amazing. All right, Craig Rosengarten, candidate number two. Here's another Craig as candidate number three when he was describing where the robots live on his hospital tour.
You have to, you know, listen to this person. You have to watch this machine. It's really incredible. So we went from that to a very top floor. He took me to where the robots live.
Well, hold on. Hold it.
Yes. It's one of the craziest things you've ever said.
He took me to where the robots live on the top floor. It is all robots that are running the hospital, basically.
I think this is a dream he's telling us about.
No, I swear.
You know, hey, listen, Craig, we appreciate it, man.
Well, you went to the hospital.
George and I are going to finish the show. You just head on down to the break room, hang out for
maybe
a little while.
Maybe go down to the robot room.
You know the robots that deliver
the robots
food?
Are waiting for you.
The robots that deliver food to us that we see on street corners around Dallas.
I almost hit one yesterday.
Right. Well, this is a whole floor of robots that are taking scrubs to one place, that are taking other supplies to another place, and it's just this floor, and that's all that's up there are robots. Okay, well, they're not robots. They're not robots that look like Rosie from the Jetsons.
I think the hang up is that you maybe should have said this is where the robots are stored or housed or whether they're working.
It's where they live and work.
It's not live. The live is the problem.
It is where they live.
So they all have their own dorm room.
They have posters hung up of like the Jetsons robot.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. They had a mess hall.
Man, that was funny. All right, we don't have to hear the whole thing, but it did remind me of this. Doesn't that need to be slowed down? Let's listen to this stoner conversation.
And there, it's just this floor, and that's all that's up there are robots. Okay, well, they're not robots. They're not robots that look like Rosie from the Jetsons.
I think the hang up is that you maybe should have said this is where the robots are stored or housed or whether they're working.
It's where they live and work.
It's not live.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so is it Corby, Craig Rosengarten, or Craig Miller at 888-787-1310? Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Is Davey there?
Oh, no, Davey's not here.
No, it's Stoma Man. Yeah, Davey works in the afternoon, Stoma Man.
Okay, well, I'll try and call him later then.
Okay, well, you do that,
do
Stoma Man. Do you have a vote?
Yeah, I haven't been able to call in a while because I had a head stuck in my stoma hole.
Okay, well, who you vote for?
He just said the head was stuck in a stone.
Oh, a head. Okay, I didn't hear that part. Okay. Thank you, Stoma Man.
That's the guy who tried to hug Davey, or did hug Davey, I think, in a Kmart when Davey was in eighth grade.
Very traumatic for Davey.
And for 25 years, he's been calling. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, what's about the drunk guy who has the weak grip and the bent shaft or whatever?
Yeah, okay,
I don't know
thank
if he's
you.
Drunk, but he just sounds that way.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Jeb, guess what?
What?
It's Cruising Lido.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I really enjoyed the segment with Guy Sports last week. Hilarious. I missed him at the Super Bowl a couple years in Vegas. He's too busy. Hey, I'd like to vote for Rosengarten, the obvious.
Okay. No, that's good. That's a good vote. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, good morning, George.
Okay. Mm. Is this triple fake Tiger?
This is Woods Tiger.
Okay. Okay. And?
I would like to vote for Robart Craig.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, let's have it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Who's this?
Well, this is Closet, and I just wanted to say it's $40 for cylindrical consumption. Okay. $40.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Wally.
Who?
Wally.
Wally?
Oh, he's Wally.
It's a robot.
That's though. A robot.
That's a robot. Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay, I got it. Took a while. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Yeah. It's good to talk to you boys again. You know, we're off for like a month of Sundays. It's doing my heart well to hear your voices again.
Yours now, too.
So deep. Well,
thank you. I must say, while it's admirable that you boys put some production value into the June's candidate, how in the world can he compete with that golf nut job?
That is and the
ladies and
deepest
gentlemen,
voice I've ever heard.
We have ourselves a winner. Johnny
really?
E-Brake has done it again.
I'm really hitting that shaft. Well, do you mind if I keep it for a week while I go find another one of those? Because I'm hitting it so well. So I call my buddy over at Selinger Golf, who we do business with. Art and I have been friends for years, but Steve Stowe.
Yeah.
I said, hey, my shaft's split in half. Can you go to Callaway and get me a new shaft? He goes, yeah. I said, good. Here's a shaft I want, and it's a ridiculous amount of money, but I'm killing it right now. He goes, all right, let me work on it. So this
when you say ridiculous, what are we talking?
$350?
Okay. I mean, that's not absurd.
How much is head? How much is a head? Oh. How much is a head? How much is a head? How much is a head? Just, Connor, go.
Hey, no.
How much is a head? How much is the head?
Okay. Well, I mean,
amazing. Boy, Kern laughing in the background almost sounds like a ghost laughing because there was that echo there. That was funny. How many wins is that for Johnny E-Brake?
That is Craig Rosengarten's 35th E-Brake win. He is now 104 behind the all-time leader Norman Shaft and Head Hitzkus.
All right.